Good morning and welcome to It's Your Money. I am David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney and part of the It's Your Money Hour.
And I am Jean Isley. The other part of the It's Your Money Hour, it's hard to believe it's going to be spring coming up in a couple weeks and we're setting the clocks ahead as we go to bed tonight.
Well, what
we're
going to
lose an hour of sleep.
You do lose an hour of sleep. You're going to set your clocks ahead. And what I do to really stay ahead, okay?
What do you do?
I set my clock 2 hours ahead.
Why is that?
Because then I'm up an hour early, Jean. So I go back 3 hours, forward 2 hours. You mix it up. It's a little boring.
No, you don't.
If you do an hour each year, it's boring, Jean.
No, you don't.
So, you know, for our listeners, try it this year. Try 2 hours, 3 hours. Gives you a different perspective on life.
And the neighbors something else to talk about.
That's it. I tried telling the office, why don't you try 2 hours forward? You're here an hour early. But then they said they get to leave an hour early, so it doesn't quite work.
No.
We're here for you, Jean M. Isley, David R. Thierman. At the top of the hour, we just want to also honor our troops that are defending the world.
And the world,
really,
yes.
The world. And
exactly.
The poor soldiers that are coming back. I think they come back to Dover Air Force Base today or
the
tomorrow.
Dignified,
so
yeah,
our thoughts
exactly.
And prayers. And, you know, just real quickly, Jeannie, if Iran, it's a sad comment. So rather than address cures and responses, Iran, they're building thousands of missiles, thousands of drones. So if the U.S. hadn't addressed that, what do you think they were doing with those for the future?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the idea is you can bite the bullet now or let a country get worse and worse and worse, build thousands and thousands and thousands of missiles and drones, or you can put an end to the madness. So it's heartbreaking, but we'll all be better off for it. And meanwhile,
The
whole world.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll be better off for it. And the U.S., unfortunately, always having to take the burden. So we're here, the U.S. and Israel, fighting valiantly and doing a beautiful job in a very sad situation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jean M. Isley, David R. Thierman will give you the latest tax news. Always good tax news.
What's the tax news?
Yeah, there's no good tax news, okay? Any good brokerage news, Jean?
No good brokerage news.
No good brokerage news. So if you're thinking, you know, this is going to be a motivational, inspiring hour.
It's going to be a sing-along hour. Holly's going to lead us.
A sing-along hour. It's bad when there's no good tax news is a fairly common theme. But on Wall Street, there's, you know, usually some good news. There'll be good news because I have to be honest with you. A few clients were at my office addressing their wills and their estate planning. And I'm not the most important. At this time, they're seeing their accountant, and they were also rushing to invest because the world's not coming to an end. So a few clients said, Mr. Thierman, we're going home and picking the stocks that are on sale. So always interesting how different people look at it. Is if you panic, the idea is that something dipped. There's been events in the world. Well, there's always events in the world. Events come and go, though. You've got to be patient. Patience is a virtue.
Yes, it is. And, you know, again, if you liked a stock at 50 and it's on sale at 35, you may want to consider taking another look and doing some dollar cost averaging in there. So, again, like David said, the world's not going to end. You know, people are setting their hair on fire because gas is up 25 cents a gallon. Well, where were you a couple of years ago when it was $5 a gallon? Why weren't you so upset then? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. So, you know, we're just going to have to hunker down here and sit and wait this out. It's not going to be a protracted situation. You know, they're saying it's going to be over in a couple of weeks. So maybe it's double that. Maybe it's a month. But the idea is it's not meant to be a forever war. And I don't think you're going to see it go that far. You've got enough parts of the world who are participating with us and supporting the effort that I think they are going to bring it to an end. And it's going to be a sad day for Iran, but you know what? You dangle that ugly carrot in front of the world and say, we're coming for you. Death to America, death to this one, death to that one. Well, cut it out. You know, stop it.
And you'll have It's a bad day for the Iranian regime, a beautiful day for the Iranians.
Yes.
But one day, the women will be allowed to be educated.
Right.
And people will be allowed to live their life.
They're burning their headgear in the streets. They're happy. You know, they're happy about it. And sadly, it, you know, getting to the point where we are able to have some peace back in the world is the hard part. It's coming. Yeah,
they've been a sponsor of terrorism for 47 years throughout the Middle East.
47 years.
Yeah. So finally doing something about it is really the right move. Just sad that, you know, it had to come to this. But you're dealing with crazy, as we say.
It is.
Ballistic missiles and drones is their specialty. Not a good item on the world stage.
No.
So meanwhile, we're here with you, and I was mentioning on the tax front, what we're looking for, not so much federal. We know where we are with the federal situation. Your taxes, they extended the tax breaks from the first Trump era with the big, beautiful tax bill, whichever. And so federally, we're good with the tax situation. You have no taxes being raised on the federal side. It's really we're worried about New Jersey because the new governor, I used to call her the governor-elect, now she's the new governor, she had mentioned in a few speeches that the coming budget address, she has some grim news that New Jersey's overspending. Okay? So it's the same party in charge blaming themselves.
Yeah.
Okay? We've been in charge and we've overspent. Okay, great. We trust you, the ones in charge, to fix the overspending. Interesting. So meanwhile, the question is, are they going to curtail spending or are they somehow going to also raise taxes? And the answer is New Jersey is pretty good at raising taxes. And if you say, David, why are you nervous? Well, the new governor comes in and what goes up and no way to stop it or no path to stop it at the moment that they put in Trenton, your gas tax went up. January 1st, your tolls went up, so all your food prices will go up, your inflation will go up, and New Jersey income tax rates do not adjust for inflation.
Mm-mm.
So what happens is you get pushed into a larger and larger income bracket. Well, the answer is those brackets are from decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, everything was less expensive. Now you just pay the increased rate, not because you're making more, but with inflation, you're just in that larger bracket. So federal income tax rates, they adjust for inflation, not your New Jersey income tax rates. That's like
brilliant.
Math 101, first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, if we don't adjust the brackets for inflation, people will just pay more each year. Ooh, that's good if you're a politician. Bad if you're a taxpayer. So we're there for you. Meanwhile, on the Wall Street front, as Gina Misley said, patience is a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to look at the financial picture in a bigger light.
You do. And, you know, again, you're seeing certain sectors being affected more dramatically than others. But, you know, your NASDAQ, your over-the-counter markets, you know, this is where you're seeing the greatest, you know, fluctuation in values. But some of the, you know, the biggest of the big, take a look at some of the stocks out there that you can be adding to your portfolio, dividend reinvesting if you don't need to live off of the income. And the you know, the idea is sit down with your advisor. Take the time. Meet with your advisor. You're meeting with your accountant. You know, you're sitting down getting your taxes reviewed, your income reviewed, how it's structured. Is it taxable versus tax-free? The concern being know what's good for you. Doesn't mean across the board, the whole family, all the cousins. It's got nothing to do with them. It's what's happening in your particular world, your income scenario. Should you be in tax-free bonds? You know, for the longest time, bonds were under the pressure of the higher interest rates. Now that we're seeing the trend downward, you're seeing the bond values come up, you know, nicely. So you're getting tax-free income and, you know, the concern being, look at what's going on in your portfolio, not everybody else's. It's important that you know if you should be in tax-free versus taxable. Certain dividends are qualified dividends versus non-qualified. You know, what makes the most sense for you? Do you have some losses in your portfolio? If you do, you never go broke taking a loss and putting it in the bank to offset capital gains, which do come down the road. So again, sit and review. It's time to look at what's going on with you, your portfolio, your tax scenario, your tax picture. We're going to start to see some decent refunds coming back this year. You're going to start to see the reduction in tax on tips, tax on Social Security. It's going to be a good situation overall. And until you start to see the checks coming in, you're not going to believe it. But I'm telling you, believe it. It's on its way.
Also want to remind you, during the hour, if you'd like to reach us, if you send in a letter or postcard during the hour, it won't get here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So probably best to call. And what is the telephone number, Jean?
In the 609 area code, 927-1100.
That's 609-927-1100 for your calls, comments, and questions. If there's anything negative or a difficult question, remember, when you call, just ask for Jean M. Isley.
Thank you, David.
Yes, yes. Positive and easy questions. Ask for David R. Thierman. Make it a little fair for the two of us, huh, Jean? Sweet. Meanwhile, my law office during the week, David R. Thierman, my law office in Summers Point, New Jersey. You can reach me during the week.
You can reach David at his law offices. Have your wills reviewed, your powers of attorney reviewed, your living wills reviewed, or if you don't have anything to review, certainly get it drawn up for yourselves. It's very important, especially that power of attorney. I think it's the most important document you have while you're breathing. It controls your money and your life. So you want to be serious about reviewing it periodically. And you can reach him at his law offices right on New Road in Summers Point at 609-653-6003.
Thank you, Gene M. Isley. That's David R. Thierman. 609-653-6003. And it's an interesting situation out there. I was mentioning with the Wall Street or the price of gas, like Gene M. Isley says, a couple years back, gas was $4 or $5, okay? And then the idea is, gas will fluctuate just like the world markets, although I was going to say gold will fluctuate. Gold's really pretty much gone up. But the idea is it's a world-traded item, and you're at the worst situation now is you have, before you had a bullying country, Iran, threatening everyone. So now what's happening is you have a bully on its last legs, and you have turmoil, so you have prices going up. But if you think about things, once you remove the bully and the situation gets better, life has a way of working out. So the idea being that don't panic, patience is a virtue. And then meanwhile, what will happen is, it's interesting, they have the tax on gasoline. Any news from New Jersey about if gas goes up that they're going to have your back and lower the gas tax, Gene? No.
No, none. Absolutely.
Pennsylvania going to lower the gas tax to help people? None. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. So it just lets you know they're there for you, but they aren't. So the only way to lower your taxes is really to address it yourself. Do we
exactly.
have a caller, Gene?
We had a couple people trying to call in. Yeah. Holly's been busy at the board in there. So bear with us just a few minutes. It's been a busy morning. You know, it's funny. We've had technology issues. We've had station issues.
Yeah, now we're back now on we're the back air across on, across the
yeah,
dial.
Yeah, well, that snow hit the tower pretty badly.
It was, yes, and I tried. I had Jeannie. I said, come on, Jeannie, you can make it to the top of the tower. But she didn't want to go all the way to the top to fix
that
little
right.
broken wire. You could have made it, Jean. I was rooting for you.
Thanks, David.
A little humor, okay?
Very little, right.
Yes.
Right. It's funny. No, we...
No, Gene said, David, you go up first. We always send the lawyer to the top of the tower.
That's right. Yes. Especially during a thunderstorm.
Yeah, and then when I got to the top of the tower during the thunderstorm, Gene started shaking the bottom of the tower just to see if I would be
That's
scared.
That's a terrible visual. I would never do that. You think I'm going out in a thunderstorm?
No, she said, just send David. It was a slow tax week.
That's right. We've got David on the line this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How could we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
I have a question for David.
Sure,
recently,
go ahead, David.
I recently moved my residency from Florida to Delaware.
Okay.
I have a trust, a will, and everything that was prepared for the state of Florida. Do I need to have that redone?
No, here's the good news. So Delaware is a probate state like Florida. It has a difficult probate situation. As long as your assets... So if you moved to Delaware, did you buy a house in Delaware?
Yes.
As long as the house was deeded into your trust, you're A-OK. Your documents will work fine. So was the house put into your name when you purchased it or the name of your trust?
Trust.
Perfect. So as long as your assets stay in trust, the trust that worked in Florida will likewise work in Delaware.
Great.
So you're A-OK.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and Delaware is a beautiful state. Why did you come from Florida to Delaware? Family or?
No, increasing costs in Florida, car insurance.
Yes.
Taxes.
You're
and
right.
Then,
yeah, your property taxes will be less. Delaware is a low-cost state in the Mid-Atlantic states. You're correct.
That's for sure. It's about 75% less than what I was paying in Florida.
Yes.
My goodness, that's significant.
Yes.
Good for you.
Well, we're happy to have you back.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Your documents
Thanks,
are
Steve.
A-OK there. What will happen, Gene, is that...
Still need that power of attorney.
Yes, he has a
and
power of attorney.
And that's pretty much universal.
Well, what
will
happen is he did it in one state when you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if when you're in different states you have to have a different power of attorney. It was done when he was in Florida. He moves from state to state.
Mm-hmm.
The Uniform Probate Code, it'll be respected in Delaware. His Florida power of attorney, his health care. The will just says follow the trust. As long as his assets are in the trust, they're in good shape. And
did you know that, David, that your checking account, your brokerage accounts, they should all read the name of the trust?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Good.
Thank you for the call. You were a pleasure.
All right. Take care now. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Thank you. It's Delaware is a beautiful state, and you know you don't. It's like when Florida was the number one favorable state to go to, you just didn't want to broadcast it. You wanted to keep it quiet. Now things are changing dramatically in Florida. Mm-hmm. And especially, I mean, we don't have a car down there, but I know the homeowners insurance is through the roof.
Well, your property taxes.
Property
to give you an idea,
taxes, yeah.
Property taxes in Delaware are usually not in the thousands per year. They're in the hundreds per year.
Right.
So property taxes
right.
in Delaware are roughly, approximately, about 90% less. So someone says, do I save on property taxes if I move from New Jersey to Delaware? About 90%. And then Florida property taxes are still high. So you save about 70% by moving to Delaware. Delaware has an income tax, but it's lower than New Jersey. And it has no death tax, like Pennsylvania and New Jersey have an inheritance tax, has less gasoline tax. And so Delaware is the sixth fastest growing state in the U.S.
Great roads.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that because the toll situation's favorable. So I don't know what's covering the cost of the infrastructure.
They run it efficiently. Meanwhile,
yeah.
you don't
yeah.
have, you know, so you have a lot of people. It's not an unusual call for people to be moving into Delaware. And where they're moving out of, we had reported last week, one of the high tax states, and it only gets worse, is Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a van service or a U-Haul and you want to go into transportation, setting up in Massachusetts is fine as long as it's a one-way transport. 700 people a week leaving Massachusetts.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
The answer is the politicians are going to run the state that everyone wants to get out. So Massachusetts has been the... in the horse race, you know, the galloping.
Galloping.
We tried that last week. Go up. Okay.
Massachusetts
is making a big turn around the bend. They've raised the estate tax. The income tax has made it pretty difficult. So Massachusetts, 700 people a week leaving.
Yeah.
By the way, I do see Massachusetts plates in South Jersey.
Do you?
Yeah, because South Jersey is better than Massachusetts.
I see a lot of New Yorkers.
Yeah, well, New Jersey's in the top five in highest taxes pretty much across the board. But who's leading? New York, California, Illinois, Massachusetts. So, hey, guess what? you're still better than those states which the politicians, they really love taxes.
And that's not saying much.
That's not saying much, but that's really a mess. And so we're here for you. We'll let you know the different states. But Delaware is a hit. There's a reason, like the caller said, Gene, besides being you have moderate temperatures and you also have the cost of living is considerably less. And we're here for you each and every week. Want to remind you, if you have a call this morning, it's 609-927-1100, 609-927-1100. And I was going to mention, it used to be over the years, a lot of companies were based out of Delaware, all the corporations.
There were, yeah. People buying boats, registering them in Delaware for the favorable tax situation.
Yeah, and by the way, if you buy a product, here's how it works, Pennsylvania and New Jersey, you buy the iron in Delaware, okay? You don't pay sales tax. No sales tax in Delaware, so you don't pay sales tax. And it's interesting. Someone goes out, I'll have a client said they went out for lunch, said, David, it's so simple. If something's $10, it's $10. There's no added on where you have to break up the dollar bill. And
well, now you have to add on the credit card fee.
Yeah, but they love not having that sales tax. But if you buy the bicycle or the iron in Delaware, it's not just a sales tax. It's called a sales and use tax.
Mm-hmm.
Sales and use tax. So if you buy the bicycle and the iron, yeah, those are the two things you typically buy. Then you bike. Yeah, then when you come back to New Jersey or Pennsylvania, you bike and you're ironing as you're bike riding, okay?
Do you own an iron?
I do. I iron all the time. I love to iron. It's relaxing. So you're bike riding and you're ironing, okay? At the same time. Now that you're using it, you have to pay the tax.
On both.
Yeah, because you're using the bike and the iron, even if you use it separately or together. Okay, so it's called the sales and use tax, much like the estate tax. Is called the estate and gift tax.
Gift to the state, more
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, it should be called the estate tax, which gives your money to the...
Yeah,
you
or,
know,
or the we gotcha.
We gotcha
together,
tax.
Another way. Oh, Lord.
We're here for you each and every week. As we said, the telephone lines to the hour. If you have a call, comment, or question, 609-927-1100. My law office during the week, David R. Thierman, 609-653-6003. By the way, Jean M. Isley has a new segment because now that she's retired, it's Jean Travels the World.
Well, I haven't done any traveling yet.
No, so that segment's done. Back to David. It was a good try, wasn't
it?
No,
we're usually in Florida for the month of January, but this year with the construction on the building down there, it's been going on for 2 years. They've had this building under construction. It's crazy.
Yeah, so if anyone has an extra room where Gene and Tom can come, because construction at their place, we're here for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What else do you have in the investment world there, Gene?
Well, as far as, you know, oil goes, take a look at, why it's going up and take a look at how long it's expected to stay up. And it doesn't look like it's going to be a long-term situation with what's going on in Iran. So the problem is not a shortage of oil. There's a glut of oil in the world. We're producing a lot of oil here, right here in our own country. And the concern being the transport of the oil, because the Strait of Hormuz, which is where 60% of the world's oil runs through, is right now in a state of flux. They don't know if there's armed mines in the strait. They don't know if there's traps that have been set by Iran or whatever's going on. So the ships and the insurance on the ships is what is the key forefront here as far as discussions go. Companies, there are a couple companies out there that have set up a reinsurance situation to be able to insure the transport of the oil, transport by ship of the oil. So once we get that settled, you're going to see a little more free-flowing, plus the fact the United States is expected to get in there and sweep the strait looking for these mines that have been set by whomever. I call it Iran, but it could be whomever. So we're going to take a short break at the bottom of the hour here and come back and join us for the second half of It's Your Money. Good morning and welcome back to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, newly retired Jean Isley, believe it or not. Never thought I'd say those words, but it's a good thing, too. It's been crazy. It's giving me time to focus on something near and dear to my heart, which is the restoration of the historic St. Nicholas of Tolentine Church in Atlantic City. It's a beautiful, beautiful structure, beautiful church. So it's got some little problems here and there, so we're trying to bring her back to life. And although it's an active church, I know Monsignor Hodge says Mass there a couple times a week, and Father Hughes, who's the pastor in Atlantic City, is active in the church. So a lot's still going on, but we need to get a little work done on her. So we're going to pick that up. We've got almost a third, a halfway through, and then COVID hit, and everything went into a tailspin. So we're looking to do some fundraising and get that project on its toes again and start to repaint, replaster, repair, restructure. It's a big job. It is a big job. Anyway, David Thierman is checking on something for us. He had to run to the car for us, so he'll be right back. David is a tax, estate, and nursing home attorney, and his law offices are on New Road in Summers Point, New Jersey. And if you, you've got a situation with a will, a power of attorney, or someone you've put in charge of your assets, the power of attorney is especially important. So you want to be sure that you've named the right people, that there's no undue influence exhibiting itself with these people, and somebody's not in their ear trying to give them advice or guidance that's contrary or, to what your wishes are with your assets. So you want to take a look at who you've named in these positions of power over your assets. Are they the right people to be in charge? Do they have a spouse that could be influencing them in a different direction? Is there a relative? Is there someone that you've put in charge who may have developed a problematic habit, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whatever the case may be, gambling? It's a very sad situation, but it does occur. And I can honestly tell you that you'd be surprised the number of people who do have a situation like this in their lives. And it's more so than you want to believe. So you want to just double check this periodically with your family, with your own situation, to make sure you've named the people that you can truly trust in that position of power over your assets. You can change it. You don't have to keep, just because you've done a power of attorney or created a will or created a living will, these are your words on paper. They can be changed at any time by you. So you want to be sure, just again, it's going to be a cloudy, nice day, but a cloudy day. Sit down and with a little sticky note pad and go through your documents. If there's something you want to change, just put a little sticky note on it. Do not write on your original documents. We never do that. But just put a sticky note by the paragraph you want to address, whether you want more guidance on it, whether you want to outright change it. And remember, you can change it at any time. So, you've got people getting into trouble in their own world, in their own lives, that can somehow come back to bite you with your planning. We don't want to see that happen. And it's easy enough to change and upgrade. So you want to stay on top of that at all costs, at all times. So we'll keep you up to date on things that you can do and things you should be looking out for, as well as things that you should be looking to redo. So we'll keep you current with what's going on. And I'm just talking about how to change people that you've put in power in your documents.
Well, and Gene, like you said, when you take a look, the idea is you might have signed a power of attorney at the bank or the brokerage house, okay? You might have put a beneficiary on an account. So people will think to themselves, well, I just did a power of attorney with David Thierman, okay? I just did a will with David Thierman. The will says who receives my assets. The power of attorney says if I have a slip on ice, twist a knee, twist a hip, I'm in rehab for a week or two, who can sign my name? Well, the concern is you just did your power of attorney, but the bank where you had done a power of attorney or the brokerage house doesn't know you have a new power of attorney from a lawyer. They're still relying on the power of attorney you did directly with them. So you have to keep the parties advised. If you're
Absolutely.
Doing it with your lawyer, you also then have to address it with the bank or brokerage house if you had a power of attorney there. Also, with your will, your assets go to your children, A, B, and C. Keep their name simple. My kids, A, B, and C. If we had a fourth kid, would have been D. Makes it easy. So you have your children in your will as A, B, and C. But you might have set up a life insurance policy, an annuity, or an IRA when you only had two children, A and B. So one day there's a passing, and your will says all my assets go to A, B, and C, but the investment itself at the brokerage house, bank, annuity company, insurance company just has A and B. Which wins? Drum roll. How's that? Good?
No.
Yeah, drum roll. Which wins? You have the will saying all my assets go to three children, A, B, and C. Some of the investments saying A and B on the investment themselves. Does the will or the investment win? And the answer is?
The investment.
The investment wins. Mm-hmm. And this is oftentimes where family fights start.
Oh, yes.
The will says three ways. The investments say two ways. And the third child talks to the other two saying, well, the will says three. You're going to share them with me, aren't you?
Nope.
And the answer is sometimes yes, oftentimes no.
Also, what we see is a former spouse still named. You know, you've got an old 401k from decades ago. The marriage is long gone. There may be a new spouse. But the former spouse is still named as the beneficiary of the old 401k or retirement plan or pension.
You still have your ex-spouse
right.
on your documents, whether it be power of attorney or beneficiary.
Exactly.
Keep your keep up on the situation. By the way, I can't let it go. At the bottom of the hour, we had the news.
Right.
So it's interesting. We'll give you the financial and legal news, and we
right.
tell it like it is. If sometimes, sadly, you're in the news and you got to sensationalize to try to get readers in mm-hmm. today's world where there's so much competition. So at the bottom of the news break, it said, well, the last week, Iran has ramped up its retaliatory strikes. Well, just to let you know why we do legal and financial. No. Iran the last week, 80 to 90%
reduction
in strikes. So,
not increase.
Yeah, so
so that news reporter got it wrong.
Yeah, the news announcer ramped up. He actually meant to say ramped down. Up and down are two different directions,
Gene. Yeah, he got it wrong.
So we'll correct that. So strikes from Iran ramped down 80 to 90%.
That's right.
Thank goodness. And the idea is all of those weapons being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So a good situation in a horrific time of just having to take care of a bad actor for 47 years.
Yeah, for 47 years. And, you know, the good news is that with today's technology and radar equipment and information, they're able to, when they decide they're going to start launching, the satellites, I guess, are able to convey where the launch sites are, and they'll go in and bomb the launch sites. So
and
that's
it would
a
be
good
beautiful
thing.
One day if Lebanon didn't have a group supported by a terroristic state. So
right.
Lebanon could be a beautiful country, and the Lebanese people could be free.
Exactly.
So it's a chance of a lifetime, and
it
then
is.
You have a chance of Cuba.
Right.
You know,
that's huge.
Again, a dictatorship.
That is huge. And China's all over Cuba.
You know?
China is all over Cuba. It's funny.
I saw fortune cookies everywhere. That was a China joke.
That's not funny.
I love fortune cookies, by the way.
I know. Yeah. I do, too. But the we have friends who have visited Cuba, you know, within the last year, and they go on these organized tours, and the tour guides are instructed to take them only to certain parts of the island, and they're not allowed to talk to the people who live there.
Yeah.
And they did get a tour guide who was honest with them, and they said the level of poverty is astonishing. There's no fuel to put in the trash trucks to go collect the garbage. There's no products on the shelves. The only
For decades,
but it's only what they want you to have.
Sure.
So it's a very sad story. And, you know, Cuba used to be a beautiful island. Cuba used to be a beautiful country back in the 50s.
Had its problems,
50s,
but not this.
40s and 50s, right. Exactly.
But someone hijacks the idea we're going to take care of everything and take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't visit Cuba. You know why, Jean? Everyone I know is rowing the other way.
That's okay? Right.
If they're rowing to leave, I'm not flying in.
Well, you know, it's funny. I grew up in southern Florida, and back in the late 60s, you know, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis under, you know, Kennedy and all that. They used to make us do drills where you hide under your desk in case there's a nuclear attack. Okay, great. That'll work.
Well, I thought that was, you know, they had a musical chairs.
Right.
Yeah, and the idea was you hide under the chair, push the other, but they keep taking a chair away.
Yes, they do. That's
no,
the
no,
game,
we're
David.
Here. I wanted to comment on a serious note. We had had a caller, and he had a trust in Florida. Then he moves to Delaware with a trust. So this is often misunderstood, and it's a complicated issue, is someone says the word trust. So the person had a trust in Delaware, a trust in Florida.
Which would be a revocable trust.
And then a trust in Delaware. That's called a revocable trust. Why would someone have a revocable trust? So in Delaware or Florida, when you try to record a will, that's called probate, it takes at least 9 months. So recording the will and the process of getting the assets from the decedent to the beneficiaries takes at least 9 months in Florida and Delaware. So to avoid having the relatives or the beneficiaries, doesn't have to be relatives, can be friends, charities, etc.
Right.
To avoid having the 9 month plus process of probating and recording a will in Delaware or Florida, because they're difficult probate states, you have a revocable trust. A revocable trust is an additional document. And if Jean M. Isley were in Delaware, she would have a Jean M. Isley revocable trust. And then her assets, whether it be her house or her financial accounts, would say Jean M. Isley revocable trust. This way, when there's a passing, you don't have that probate situation. So oftentimes, I'll have people come into the office, my law office in Summers Point, New Jersey, David R. Thierman, they'll come in and say, I'd like to do a revocable trust to avoid probate, but they're a New Jersey resident and they don't have property in other states. Well, probate in New Jersey, remember, probate in Delaware, Florida, recording the will takes 9 months plus. How long does probate recording the will take in New Jersey? Typically
20 minutes.
Under 30 minutes. Yeah. Gina mm-hmm. Isley, right on point.
Mm-hmm.
So New Jersey is not a difficult probate state. It's a simplified probate state. When the will is self-proving, that means you've signed it twice, there's two witnesses and a notary and the appropriate paragraphs, no doubt or circumstances, the will is done well, the family just takes the will to what they call the surrogate. If you're in Cape May County, you go to Cape May Courthouse. If you're in Atlantic County, you go to Mays Landing or Atlantic City. Ocean County, you stop by Tom's River, is the surrogate's office. And you'll sign some papers, and that will is addressed in probate in less than 30 minutes. So you don't have a probate problem in New Jersey. So for most people, they don't need a revocable trust if you're a New Jersey resident. For most people. Now, if you have property out of state, like Gina Misley has a condominium in Florida, she would have a New Jersey will, but also a revocable trust because that would cover the property outside New Jersey. So you just have to know what documents for what state, and we'll keep you online and give you all the guidance each and every weekend on It's Your Money with Gina Misley and David R. Thierman.
That's right, and we are joined right now by Ralph calling from Long Beach Island. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. So nice to be able to contact you people and get some answers to our puzzling questions.
Well, we're honored to be here for you. Go ahead.
My question is regarding this SAVER program we have in New Jersey, and we're getting some money back. I'm just wondering, we're going to get a 1099 form from the state for that money?
That's for your property taxes?
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. Typically my understanding is they're not sending 1099s.
but you still have to claim that money as
if you've itemized on your federal. Okay, so if you've itemized, really, that's not income to you. That's a reduction in your property tax, okay?
I see. So when you put down what you paid in the property taxes, you have
right. You've actually tax. It's been adjusted, so it's really the deduction part gets lowered. So in other words, what would have happened is last year, most people, your standard deduction exceeds your itemized deductions. So last year, if your federal taxes were itemized, and you put down your state income, your state property taxes, your state income taxes.
Yes.
Depending on where you're at, there would have to be an adjustment. Do you have an accountant does your tax return?
No, I've been trying to do it myself. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, so that's the question. Do you itemize on your federal tax return? You're
no,
not sure. I think you take the standard deduction.
No, I take the standard.
That's it. So it doesn't matter that New Jersey sent you money back. You can just smile, actually. you haven't gotten a 1099, am I correct?
No.
No, and you won't, because it's just a reduction in what you paid. It's not actually income.
I see.
Okay?
I guess so. All right.
You're A-okay. So because you take a standard deduction, you do not, the check you got that lowered your property taxes is not income.
Maybe I'm itemizing.
It's a refund, as we call. Well, you'll double check to see if you itemized or did your standard. Most people do a standard.
Yes.
Okay.
If I itemize, then I have to account for it.
Exactly.
I see.
But it's not likely.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank you
so
and
much.
Enjoy Long Beach Island. It's a beautiful spot.
Right.
Waiting for the
thank
warmer
you.
Days, as I say.
Okay.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you for the call, Ralph.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You as well.
Yeah, it's confusing.
And God bless his talent for doing his own taxes. I'm not that brave.
No, and it's confusing to people. It's why just lower the tax to begin with?
Well, you'd think, but no, let's complicate it.
Well, that's one of the concerns, as someone says, Mr. Thierman, I'm counting on the property tax check each year. Well, rather than lower the taxes, that's just a political football.
Mm-hmm.
Some years you're going to qualify, other years you're not. Then they're going to change the goal marks you have to drive to. In other words, well, these people will get a tax break, these won't. And New Jersey makes it that you have to go through tests before you can get any property tax break.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now it's interesting, you go to Florida, your age, your race, your color, how much money you make, what you have in the bank. So who gets a property tax break in Florida?
Residents.
Everyone that moves there.
Well, unless you rent. Homestead there.
Right. But you can always be there 6 months.
True.
So the idea is everyone who moves to Florida, doesn't matter your income or your assets, gets a property tax break. In New Jersey, the idea is that only some people get a tax break, and yearly they change the what are your limitations, who gets it. So it's complicated for people, Gene. They don't know. And as I said, we're worried this year going into the budget with your property tax breaks as well as taxes, because the new governor had mentioned New Jersey's overspending, but it's the same party who said
New Jersey's fine.
New Jersey's fine.
Yeah.
Vote can keep us in office. New Jersey's fine. And they voted for that. And then the new head of the administration from the same party says, now we have a problem. So the answer is...
What's the fix?
Well, the fix is for you to fix your own situation, because New Jersey will always have an issue. They'll always overspend. Shocking, okay? So New Jersey will be overspending the next 50 years. If you're here, the good news is you don't have to overspend. You have to save and invest.
That's for sure. You want to save until it hurts, especially for retirement. You know, I've always said, there are always ways to finance a wedding. There are ways to finance college. There's ways to finance an automobile. But nobody's going to finance your retirement. Only you. Only you can take the helm and be in charge of that.
The key is to be frugal. You know where I got married, Gina Meisley?
Where?
My parents' living room.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. We invited everyone to the parents, and then we had a luncheon the next day.
Where was the luncheon?
The luncheon was at Ram's Head, which used to be very popular.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. And but we kept it very simple. You know why that was, Jeannie? Because we were young.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of money. We were youngsters. And I wasn't going to spend my parents' money.
Mm-mm.
We're starting out in life. We don't need to have a lavish affair where we're starting out.
You were respectful of that.
I was respectful.
How many people in their 20s today don't think that
you're going to spend lots of other people's money, and it's a bad start. The idea is, look, you're starting out in life. Keep it simple.
Right.
And save the money and let your parents have their own money and let them live a long life and be frugal. By the way, you know what will happen now? Every wedding planner and event will be calling me and saying, thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
Thierman.
Thanks. You just...
yeah, you got married in the house. Guess what? It worked. And you know what the beautiful time was? Having all the relatives, family, and friends
right
in your parents' house. Memorable. Yeah. Yeah. Or my wife might not think so memorable because she married me, but otherwise it's all good, Jean.
No, it is all good. It's all good.
Where did you get married, Jean M. Isley?
Well, now, I've been married two times.
Right.
Tom is my second husband, and my first wedding was, the reception was in our backyard. We had a property on the bay in Brigantine, and we had the Paul Mann Orchestra out on the dock, and the family and friends under the...
Okay.
My mother's side of the family owns a cemetery and a mortuary business in Pennsylvania. So we had the Lawncroft Cemetery tent in the backyard.
That's how you did it.
That's
you were
how we did it. That's
sure.
Right. When Tom and I were married, and I'm on very good terms with my ex, and
right.
You know, there was nothing to fight over, nothing to split and all that. But we're still in touch, and, you know, it's a good relationship.
Yeah, so...
But when Tom and I got married, we went to Las Vegas.
Okay.
I tried to do it here, and between the size of Tom's family, which is very large, and all of our friends and, you know, involvements and coworkers, and we were over 350 people, and I was putting this thing together and watching the dollars add up and said, nope, can't do it. So we canceled all that, and we flew out to Las Vegas. And we were married in a beautiful ceremony at the Hilton.
Yeah. And you've had two marriages.
We still had 25 people there.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good for you. And then what happens is, for tax purposes, just to let you know how the marital discussion works into tax purposes, it's the last day of the year. If on the last day of the year, let's say you got married over the Thanksgiving holidays, okay? I don't know if people do that or not. Maybe not. But if you get married in Thanksgiving, that's November, you've only been married a month and a half.
Or you get married Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's Eve.
The idea is it's your status on the last day of the year. So if you're married as of December 31st, then you can file married filing jointly. If you get divorced, and people do get divorced during the holidays,
mm-hmm.
If you get divorced during the holidays, the winter holidays, and you're divorced as of the last day of the year, then you can't file married filing jointly because now you're single. So the idea, again, is that with the marital situation, it's what your status is on the last day of the year.
All these little known facts.
Also, Gene, real
quick. Keep you up to date.
Yeah, what happens is it's interesting with a marital situation. So with a boyfriend or girlfriend, you do not have to leave them any assets. But Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Florida, I'm a lawyer in those three states, admitted to the bar, went into the bar. So New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Florida, when you get married, can you cut your spouse out? And someone might say, why would I cut my spouse out? Well, because your spouse is ill, maybe has dementia, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and needs a care center. Well, what's interesting, it's not that you're just mean-spirited. I don't want to have my spouse as a beneficiary. He or she won't be able to manage the money. Well, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Florida, and the calculations are slightly different, and New Jersey a little complicated, actually, but it's called an elective share. The spouse essentially has the right to elect approximately one-third, to receive one-third of your assets.
whether they're written in the will or not.
Exactly. So if you pass away and your spouse is in a nursing home, and your spouse is technically entitled to one-third, and if he or she were on Medicaid, they would come off of Medicaid because they just inherited one-third, whether you like it or not, because Medicaid, if you pass away and your spouse is in a nursing home, Medicaid says, no, you should take the one-third. We're counting it.
And repay us.
So you have to make sure if you have a sick spouse, how are you dealing with the elective share? How are you moving assets around? And there is that one-third rule in the states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Florida, when you get married.
Can you write someone out of the will in a situation like that?
Well, you can write someone out
but
of a will,
still
but they always
have
the right
the
to
right
a third.
To go claim it. Yeah. That's interesting. So, again, just another reason to have your estate planning done, checked and rechecked periodically, because things change. I mean, that's been around for a long
time.
Sure.
Also might be a second or third spouse, Jeannie.
That's right.
And maybe I was giving my new spouse 25% and my children from a prior marriage 75%. So maybe it doesn't work. So you just always have to cross the T's, dot the I's. The best part of estate planning, as Gina Misley would always say, live,
spend your money.
Spend your money.
Absolutely. It's your money. You've earned it. You're the one that worked for it. So, and again, to have those documents checked or created, you can reach David during the week at 609-653-6003. And, you know, I'll give a shout out to my former partners in my old office at Raymond James Anchor Financial. You can reach them if you want to have a review done, a financial plan tackled. You haven't done planning. It's time to start. 609-454-8930. And David, 609-653-6003. So it's time. You're doing your taxes. You're getting everything pulled together and organized. Get your estate planning done. Get your review done of your assets. And then go on and have a wonderful summer. And you don't have to look back till next end of the year, right? We want to thank you all for joining us here this weekend on It's Your Money. Holly, thank you so much for guiding the ship so aptly, as you always do. Make it a safe weekend, everyone. And be sure to join us next Saturday morning, Sunday morning, for more of It's Your Money.